Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. It's time for our weekly conversation with our friends over there. Dr. Copen can't join us today, but Dr. Santina Wheat, a family medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine, can. Dr. Wheat, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I'm kind of happy that you have the specialty of family medicine. I presume you're seeing all kinds of sniffles and bugs walking in the door these days.
That is absolutely true, including just this morning.
What happened?
Oh, no, half of the people that are walking in are having the sniffles. Lots of testing today for viruses that are happening right now.
And what are we testing for? Like, are you able to do a test and it'll tell you what it is, or do you have to issue a specific test for a specific virus?
It depends on what we're looking for, but especially for the sniffles that we're seeing, we have one test that we're able to do that looks for lots of different things. So it looks for pertussis, it looks for the flu, it looks for COVID. We're able to see some of the other viruses that cause colds. So we're able to get all of that with just one swab, which is wonderful for us and our patients.
I didn't know that existed. And what are you seeing a lot of today or lately? What's going on out there?
Unfortunately, right now we're seeing a lot of flu A, and so I have definitely seen a lot of people that have been really sick with that, and it sounds like we're seeing a lot of that in our emergency rooms as well, and it has really just hit people hard in the past couple of weeks especially.
A lot of us have had flu-like symptoms, and then we say, I've got the flu, or I've got norovirus, or I don't know what I've got. What is flu A, and how does it differ from some of these other things out there?
Absolutely. So flu A is actual influenza virus A. That's the thing that we get the flu shot vaccine to help us protect against. And flu A usually is more than what you think of with just the common cold. Often you have fevers, often you have full body aches. And when it really hits you, you can be feeling really sick for a week or more even, and then it can progress into other things. So more than just the typical sniffles that you might see.
And what is it going around out there that's giving people more gastrointestinal problems?
Yeah, so we are also seeing a lot of norovirus. We saw a lot of that in December, more than we've seen in past years. And it is very easy to spread, unfortunately, and so we're definitely seeing that going everywhere. And you stay contagious for a little bit, which is part of the reason why it spreads for a while.
Is norovirus a single virus, or is that a family of viruses? Is there a strain out this year that's different than last year?
If there's a different strain this year or not. We typically think of it as one common thing, but there seems to be something different that is causing more people to be impacted by it this year.
And what are the symptoms of norovirus? A lot of us are self-diagnosing.
Absolutely. So norovirus is the one that we think of as like the stomach flu. So when diarrhea, vomiting, that is typically what we are seeing with this. Sometimes you get dizzy because you get dehydrated. So it's different than the typical colds that we're getting.
If you get it, are you after you've recovered from it, are you immune to it for a while?
Everybody's a little bit different. Usually you're okay for a bit, but you can absolutely get it again the following season. And so it doesn't just stay away forever. And unfortunately, you can still spread it for a while after you've had it.
I wonder how long that you're asymptomatic, that you can be giving it and not even knowing that you've got it, you know?
Oh, absolutely. So interestingly, with norovirus, usually it comes on pretty quickly. Usually people have symptoms within even a half of a day to a day, which is why sometimes people will think they have food poisoning. But it really is a virus. And so you can have that. But the problem is you can stop having symptoms and still spread it after that.
I just don't know how many of us, people in my family, friends, acquaintances, you're walking around and all of a sudden you feel it. You go, oh, there it is. I'm going to be sick in about 8 hours or 4 hours. And son of a gun, that thing comes. And then maybe, 24 hours? How long does this thing run?
It can be 24 hours. It can be sometimes 3 days. Everybody, again, is a little bit different. But fortunately, it hits and then goes away pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah. How likely are you to give it to somebody you're sharing a household with?
You are fairly likely to give it to them if you're sharing all of the same space, if you're preparing their food. But there's things that we can do to prevent that so that you can stay healthy even if someone else in your house has norovirus. Making sure that the person that's sick isn't the one preparing the food is a really important step. Making sure that good hand hygiene is happening. And then also cleaning surfaces with good cleaners, often with bleach, and making sure laundry is being done during this time with hot water to try to help kill the virus.
Can I breathe around these people? Is it spread that way?
You can breathe around these people. This is more likely to be spread with contamination of food and touching surfaces.
So we could be in the same kitchen, we could be in the same even bedroom, but avoid contact and don't contact similar things. Don't contact the same thing. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Yeah. I also heard that hand sanitizers aren't a cure-all for this. What do you think about that?
That is correct. This is one of those times where hand sanitizers are wonderful, but this is when we really would like to see more of the traditional soap and water and spending time really counting at least 20 or 30 seconds, trying to make sure you really get your hands clean before you move on to the next step. The alcohol tends to not be enough for norovirus.
Hey, doctor, should you take this is a listener's question, anti-nausea or anti-diarrhea over-the-counter medication if you unfortunately get this virus?
It's not necessary to do that. And I generally recommend that people don't do that when they don't know exactly what they have, because it can actually make you sometimes feel worse. The most important thing is to really just stay hydrated during this time, to drink as much as you can to help it run its course.
Did the getting the flu shot have anything to do with my getting or not getting norovirus?
It does not. The only thing that I can say about the flu shot is that you're probably getting at a time when you're around a lot of other people. And so just being exposed to the different viruses in the environment can impact you.
So there's no norovirus preventative shot? There's no norovirus vaccine? Nothing like that?
There is not. There is some research ongoing right now to try to develop one, but there is not one that we have, to my knowledge, that is anywhere close. But they're obviously looking into this to try to help us prevent this disease.
And then once you get it, I think we all know how dehydrated you can get and how quickly that can be. But it's almost impossible to keep any water down or in for the few days that you have it.
Right. And so that is if the best that you can do. Sometimes people are not vomiting quite as much. And so those are people that are able to stay home. But for the folks who are unable to keep anything down, if you really start to get dizzy or feel like your heart is racing, then that's when we want you to come in and see us so that we can help decide if you need to have IV fluids or something else to help you recover faster.
I was wondering about that. In fact, there's places that sort of independent chains that will do that for a whole host of reasons. I don't know if you have a comment about that, but you can. There's a place on the north side you can go, and they'll hook you up for an IV without a prescription.
That is not necessarily my choice. I would rather, if I feel like I need an IV, then I would rather go into the emergency room personally. So just in case things are progressing and I need to be watched a little bit more. Often you're able to go home afterwards, but I would rather have someone laying eyes on me if I'm in that situation.
So to be clear, 512 texted in and said, so a flu shot does not cover norovirus. And your answer to that is?
That is correct. The flu shot does not cover norovirus.
Yeah, right. But did you not also just say there's plenty of flu going around and maybe you're not getting that because you did get the vaccine?
Yes. So we are actually unfortunately seeing people with and without the flu shot getting the flu this year. We still hope that it protects some of us from the flu and protects some of us from having bad disease. And flu A is not the only strain that goes around. We anticipate that we'll see more flu again in later this winter, early spring. And so we're hopeful that that vaccine will still help with that, too.
Isn't it true that the reason that maybe the flu vaccine, the flu shot isn't doing you any good is because they have to guess what's going to be the dominant strain months ahead of time to get the product to market, right?
You are absolutely correct. And so it is always a guess. We are just doing our best to try to protect everyone the best we can. And we never know exactly which strain is going to show up and how well it's going to respond to the vaccine.
So I know what this looks like, but then RSV is a respiratory illness. And what's RSV like in Chicago right now?
So RSV also has been around. I worry less about RSV for typical adults who don't have any problems with their immune systems. For most of us, that shows up as more like a common cold. But when then you have younger children or older adults, then that is who I really worry about with it. And so we are seeing some young kids and older adults with RSV also. There is now a vaccine for that as well. And so for anyone who is in the age range that it's recommended, typically our older adults, our pregnant patients, and then our babies, I do absolutely recommend getting that because that one does often hit us this time of year also.
Well, when the norovirus went through our house, we were around a one-year-old and a four-year-old, preparing food, putting them to bed, touching them, holding them. They didn't get it. Are the littlest kids more immune from this?
They are. I never quite know who is going to be really impacted and who isn't. And especially the little kids, they do a lot of putting their hands in their mouths, which is one of the ways we worry about it spreading. But it is hard to predict who is going to get sick and who isn't.
But it's not 100% certain then. Like I might have
Correct.
It and I might share the same fork with you and you might not get it. That's just the nature of our own immune systems or the virus, huh?
Absolutely, both of you. Absolutely, both. Yes.
Well, it'd be nice if they. Here's what I want you to invent. If you get some free time, doctor, a dipstick that I could put in on a surface, a swab food. I don't know, rub it across my nose and see where the virus is. Spray a room and see where it lands. Nothing like that out on the market, huh?
There is not. It would be a really interesting product, though.
Thank you for that. Dr. Santina Wheat is a family medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine. Doctor, very nice conversation. Well done. Thanks for your help today.
Thanks for having me. Have a wonderful day.